and I saw my son. He was red and wrinkled, with a shock of dark hair, and he was the most beautiful thing I had ever seen. He took a deep breath and screamed. Curran grinned at me.
You did it, baby.
My aunt glided into the water, a translucent shadow. Yevdokia cut the cord and held my son up to her, and Era took him, holding him up by the pure magic coursing through her ghostly arms. A pulse of power shot through her and into the baby. For a second, my son glowed.
The blood bred true.
Pride vibrated in Era's voice.
Behold, the Prince of Shinar, and know he is perfect.
Magic burst above us. I felt it even through the barrier, aimed at the witch's shield like a needle. My father was coming. My aunt broke apart into a cloud of pure glowing magic. The cloud swirled around my son. He floated in the cocoon of Era's magic, shielded by her essence. The needle of my father's magic smashed into the witch's barrier. For a torturous fraction of a second, it held, but the needle burrowed, pushing harder and harder. A moment and he would be through. He would not get our son. Power tore out of me in a focused torrent of pain. I sank every ounce of my strength into it. My power met the invading magic. The water of the pool rose in long strands and hung suspended in the air above the dry lake bed. Words of power slipped from my lips.
Not today! Not ever!
We struggled, the magic vibrating between us, the currents of power coursing and twisting as if alive. The needle pushed, the weight of Roman's full power behind it. I screamed, and there was no pain in my voice, only rage. Magic flooded into me, the land giving me the reserve I needed, and I sent it against the intruding power. The needle shattered. The water collapsed back into the cavern's lake. I slumped back. My father had failed. I was done. I was so done. Curran jumped into the water. Era released our son, and Curran caught him. My aunt reformed. Something passed between her and Curran. An odd look, but I was too tired to care. Curran laid our baby on my chest. I hugged him to me. He was so tiny. So tiny. A life Curran and I had made together. Curran wrapped his hands around me, lifting both of us to him.
Name the child, Era said.
Conlan Dilmun Leonard, I said. The first name belonged to Curran's father. The second came from Era. It was the name of an ancient kingdom, and she said it would protect him. Conlan Dilmun Leonard squirmed on my chest and cried. There was no better sound in the world. Chapter 1 13 months later. A thud jerked me awake. I was up and moving, my sword in my hand, before my brain processed that I was now standing. I paused. Sarat raised. A thin sliver of watery pre-dawn light broke through the gap between the curtains. The magic was up. On my left, in the little nursery Curran had sectioned off from our bedroom, Conlan stood in his crib, wide awake. The room was empty except for me and my son.
Thud, thud, thud!
Someone pounded on my front door. The clock on the wall told me it was 10 till 7. We kept shapeshifters' hours, late to bed, late to rise. Everyone I knew was aware of that.
Uh-oh,
Conlan said. Uh-oh is right.
Wait for me,
I whispered.
Mommy has to take care of something.
I ran out of the bedroom, moving fast and quiet, and shut the door behind me.
Thud, thud, thud!
Hold your horses, I'm coming, and then you'll have some explaining to do. It took me 2 seconds to clear the long staircase leading from the third floor to the reinforced front door. I grabbed the lever, slid it sideways, and lowered the metal flap covering